Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Have your saying, yarn up strong, your mob too, Delhi. I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Delhi brother, Herman Binamar. And the title here is Never Too Late to Change Careers. Look, he turned 55 years of age, First Nation man. Herman wanted a career change. After spending his early years in maintenance and machine operation, he needed a steady job that would get him out of the sun and help his local broom mob community and be more personally fulfilling and rewarding. Well, Herman found an answer in aged care, working as an Aboriginal care worker. He really admits he has never previously thought about working in the sector, but looking back, he's glad that he's did. And I've got Herman on the line. Herman, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, brother.
Well, we are WA Broom. Mm. Well, I'm barred people, really.
Okay, bro. Barred people, yep. Barred people?
Yep. Yeah. You know, that's near Lumberdina side, yeah.
Too Delhi, brother. So, well, big shout out to all your mob, all the country there, all the mob on country. Thank you very much, brother. Now, you was a maintenance and machine operator. How long did you do that job for, Herman?
Well, I did it most of the time when I was young, you know, when I got licensed, like 21, you know. And then, a few years then I went and I did sandblasting and everything and under the jetty and everywhere.
So, full-on worker, you are a worker, love working, and you wanted to change, get out of the sun, and you looked to start working with Aboriginal aged care. How long have you been doing that now, bro?
Nearly 12 years.
Oh, there you go, professional.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed, brother?
I'm still here. I'd like to see, you know, Aboriginal people get a job here, you know, they're willing to give them a job, and, you know, like, I only got a couple more years to go, and, you know, I might be finished, you know.
Okay, brother, okay. Right. No, well, hang in there, brother. But I was just going to say, nothing beats black on black. When you've got our black mob working with our black mob, especially our elders or care workers, you know, as aged care, it's good to have that, isn't it?
Yeah, you get that good feeling, you know. Like, even the people were there, you know, the old people, they get good feeling, you know, like they see their own people, you know.
Exactly, brother, exactly. So what are you, Monday to Friday, or do you work weekends as well?
Yeah, I work weekends as well. I work nearly 7 days a week.
Hey, you're going to slow down there, Herman. Brother, what are you doing? Yeah. You're going to get your own rest.
I work another 2 days with my off is in Kimberley Care.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but I work the other 5 days with Germanus Kent.
Okay, you need to be careful there, brother. All work make Johnny
we have to do it, you know.
No, yeah, brother.
Getting there.
Well, you need to look at your health, brother, as in your mental sense as well, my brother.
Yep, no worries.
I think you get good. It's good. It sounds like it's good medicine working with our mob, our elders, eh?
Yeah,
good, brother.
They all know me, you know.
Good, brother. So what time would you start in the morning, Herman?
No, I start at night.
You do night shift, yep?
Half past 10, yeah, night shift I do.
And what time you finish?
7.
7 o'clock? So you go home, have breakfast and have a camp, have a bit of a sleep, yep?
Yeah, that's all, yep.
And then you come back at 10 o'clock at night, eh?
Yep, and come back again, yep.
Too deadly, brother. Too deadly. 12 years, brother. That's fantastic.
It's true.
And you got a good team working around you, good mob?
Oh, yeah, they're all good people, you know. They're all different nationality, you know.
Okay,
white,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Filipino,
okay.
Africans, you know.
Good.
All, yeah.
And then...
But there's no much Aboriginal people, you know.
Okay, like there's your message. There's your message.
Yeah.
All you mob listening, we need black people working with our Aboriginal age... Care, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander elders is what you're saying, brother.
You've got to try it to know, you know.
Okay, that's beautiful, brother. Well, you're speaking from the heart there, brother. Doing it 12 years. You love what you're doing. You're working 7 days a week. That's what you need to be careful of, brother. Don't burn yourself out. and with your marriage, you got kids, brother?
Yeah, all my kids are big now.
Okay. You done your job?
18 till 30.
Yeah, well, you've done your job. You've done your job there. They're all grown, kids now.
Yeah, all the grandchildren now.
All the grandchildren, that's right. Change all the huggies, then hand them back. Well, you hand them back before they do their business, then you hand them back and let them parents change the huggy. Hey, good talking with you, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program, Herman. So it is a deadly story. And look, you're a deadly hard-working black man and changing career, and it's never too late. And
it's never too late.
No. Yeah, change is good, isn't it? Change is good.
Yeah, it's good,
If you keep doing the same old thing, you get bored with it, and that's why it's good to change.
Yeah.
You know, and you're working in a good job you're passionate about.
For sure.
Herman.
Yep.
Good one, yarn with you. Thank you for the yarn. You take care, my brother.
No worries, mate.
And all the best.
Thank you, too.
All the best. Thank you, my brother. And we'll talk soon, cuss.
Yep, all the best, yep.
Don't work too hard.
Yep. No, I'll be right.
That's it, brother. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you, cuss. Yep, bye.
There it is, Herman Binoma, his name is, and look, First Nation man, WA there, always wanted a career change, and after spending early years in maintenance and machinery operation, he needed a job that could get him out of the sun, and he's doing just that because he does night shifts. Starts at 10 o'clock and finishes at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's doing Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander aged care. He's an aged care worker, and look, he really loves it. But he's saying he's working 7 days a week, and need to be careful there, Brother Herman, you know, don't burn yourself out, you know. And I think different areas he may work, but he doesn't mind it. It keeps him going, and that's fantastic. So, Too Deadly Sea, take a page out of his book, you mob, and live your life to the fullest. And if you're not happy where you are, change, you're not a tree. And that's the message I'm picking up from Herman. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
distant world, in the distant world, in the distant world, just a billion light years away.
Yeah. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dudley's sister, teaching student, who is specialised in industrial technologies, which is an exciting area, and experts of shortage area among trained teachers. The sister's name is Hayley Creed. I have Hayley on the line. Hayley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Hayley, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm a Darawal woman from the Camden area. However, I grew up on the northern beaches of Sydney, which is Gadigal country.
Gadigal country. And big shout out to both community members there. Thank you very much. Now, sister, you're with ACU, Emerging Leader. You've been tagged, teacher student. So tell us about your story and what you're teaching and how you got into it, my sister.
Yeah, so my mum's a teacher. And I've always looked up to her as a teacher and just been like, far out, it's a good job to give back to students, especially mob. Mm. Seeing them thrive in education is absolutely incredible, especially in the industrial field for women.
Yes.
Women in STEM is very uncommon, and there's a big drive at the moment to try and power those girls who might be questioning whether to go into it or not. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. It's in such high demand, yes, the technology field of education. So I was like, give it a turn, and absolutely love it. I've not looked back since.
Lovely. So when we're saying teaching, are we talking primary school, high school? Which areas?
Yeah, so it's high school. So okay. I major in industrial technology and textiles.
Yes.
And I minor in computing, engineering, design and technology. And then I get to do all food tech and everything else as well, which is incredible. It's so much fun.
So a variety, which is fantastic. And you have a nice platform there, a smorgasbord, so to speak, in regard to career pathways. You mentioned off air about Dad being a firefighter, which is a passion of yours as well, yes?
Yes, I would love to be a casual teacher in the fiery. If I get into the recruitment this year, it's a lot of work, but I have been studying for it as well as doing my uni study also. So it's pretty full-time at the moment, but it's such a rewarding experience even trying out for it. So fingers crossed.
Now, Hayley, you talk about Dad being a firefighter, but also your grandfather as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pop was one too. So it runs in the family, and my brother's going to try as well, so... we'll see how we go. Might
so
be a
you must be
first,
really fired, you know, up there, partner.
when we get in, yeah.
Yeah, that's so deadly. Exactly. So with that, it's a what is it? Is it an application as such, and whether or not you get selected, or what's the process to become a firefighter, sister?
Oh, it's extensive. So you start off with an application. So recruitment opens. You apply online. You do two targeted questions. Mm. Then you go through to an aptitude test, which is all like brain stuff and emotions and everything. And then you go to the physical test. So if you get through the aptitude and you're in the top 10% or so, you get through to the physical test, which is very demanding. I've tried before and I unfortunately failed the physical test. But this year I'm definitely feeling stronger.
Good.
So we'll see how that goes. And then it goes to interviews, and then you have a 13-week intensive training course before you get put into a station.
Good, good, good. So firefighters, I mean, they're screaming out for women, but great to see black women step up as well.
Yeah. No, it'll be super exciting, but still a long way ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And so with that, but that's down the track, so your focus at the moment, becoming a teaching student. When do you finish the course there, Hayley?
My degree is actually 4.5 years because it is the double with the technology.
Okay.
So I finish, I've still got 2 years to go, but I can start casual teaching at the end of this year.
Okay, beautiful, fantastic. And so with that teaching, and then when will you look at applying for a firefighter? I mean, that's two different industries, two different areas. So it's a bit of a juggle, isn't it?
It sure is. I definitely want to go out and teach rural for my first few years. So I'm really hoping to get into maybe somewhere in northwest New South Wales, or so even go up to Queensland and do some teaching up there. I haven't really decided yet. I just know I want to do rural for the first few years, maybe the first 3 or so years, and then I can, because I can defer the fire eater for a few years. So
fantastic.
Do that and see what I like about teaching, see what I don't. There's always positives and negatives of all work.
Of course, exactly.
Wherever you go. So.
And it's good to have...
And hopefully I can do casual teaching and fire eaters at the same time.
Yeah,
because in New South Wales they get 5 days off.
Okay.
After their two shifts, which is very
which is
nice.
Good. It could work in well then for both industries, both jobs. You there, Hayley? No, I lost Hayley there. That's Hayley Creed. Hayley Creed, she's a teacher student.
Still there?
Yeah, Hayley, can you hear me? Hayley? No, we'll try and get Hayley back. Hayley Creed, a teaching student, but also talking about becoming working as a fiery, you could say. Her father was, her grandfather was, a black woman fired up to get into the fiery, but focused on becoming a teacher first, and that's where it's at. So I'll try and get her back and continue that yarn. You there, sister, Hayley?
I'm here.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. So just talking about this opportunity. So it's about working in two different industries, but you are focused on the teaching first and the fiery down the track, yes?
Yeah, 100%. Looking at doing rural work in my first 3 or so years of teaching,
yes.
Just to get a feel that I feel like that's the best place to get experience, honestly, out in community with mob and working alongside mob, which is far out. I would love to do that.
Yes.
You don't really get that as much in Sydney, so do it going out rural. You learn from the best.
Exactly.
So do that and then can go to the fires a bit later on once I've decided what I like and don't like of teaching.
Exactly. Now, Hayley, have you got brothers and sisters?
I do. I got younger brother, younger sister.
Okay, and... you're leading the way, so younger brother, younger sister, you're the oldest leading the way. Would they be looking at fireys as well?
Yeah, so my brother actually wants to apply with me this year.
Oh.
So my sister's a little bit on the shy side, a little bit
right?
different to my brother and I, but we're both hoping to do it. We've been training in the gym together, so
good.
We'll see how we go.
Well, it's about being in control of what you can be in control of, and you can be in control of getting fit and getting stronger. So if you do that department, I think everything will fall into place there, sis.
Yeah, because it's footy season as well.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Who's your team, sister? Who's your team?
I play for Manly Wolves AFL Club.
AFL, all right. Too deadly. Represent.
Yeah.
Well, you might get a contract in the WAFL, then forget teaching and fiery. Well, that's too deadly. Exactly. Look, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you very much. And look, leading from the front, my sister. Unfortunately, lost Hayley. Hayley Creed, good yarn, good conversation. Teaching student. She has another year. Then she can get she can put out there on the job while teaching. She wants to teach in rural, but she's got a passion to be being the fire brigade. Her father was, her poppy was, and her father still is, and her poppy was. So she's keen to follow that track, but her brother keen to do it as well. But that's a sister who's fired up about two different industries, teaching and a fire brigade, too deadly. ACU, she's studying at ACU, emerging leader, and good to have a yarn with our deadly black students in university. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
This is who we are. This is our story. This is our culture. This is who we are. So don't give in and don't give up. Never. Don't give up. This is us. This is who we are. This is our story. This is our culture. This is who we are. So don't give in and don't give up. I'm the warrior, but me plan no while. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. Ooh, yeah, yes, that's what we are. Fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. Generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
Saying no, we know this the loving and then them are just a no because you can't raise it because you know you're loving and I'm really covered. It's all they become if it comes. No, because you know it's giving up from the back. Insisting in the island styles. Only while all them up on wallers and I keep up on you love when.
Get the mo, 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 get the Malboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Serve, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Deepest respect to all the elders of this island. The Gulf of Carpentaria, Mornington Island. Let's go.
Every time we go, Buddha, out on a wall bar. Yeah, Mornington Island.
This is our oh 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 oh. The place so many watches I see. This is where I'm meant to
this
be.
This is where I'm meant to be.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I come from the land down under, all over my Australia. Go Marikia Waka Lili. You gotta run, you gotta take a run. I come from the land down under,
Australia. Go marikia wanga lili. Walk back when I want done. Living on the one sun. I come from the land down under. Go walk my Australia. Go mark your wanga lily. Walk back my wonder. Living on the one sun. We come from the land down under. Can you see, can you feel the wonder? Bookmark Malawangan, living under one sun.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM. You save a call from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, just around the corner, KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, about to happen. It's about the, I think it's the 15th time running now. It's world-renowned. It's getting bigger than Ben-Hur. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with two Dilly performers who are performing at the Fashion Parade this year at KIAF. And this brother and sister duo here, Mikkel and Jaden Bingerab. And got them both online. Mikkel, Jaden, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning, Uncle Trev. How are you?
Morning, Uncle Trev. We're good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm well. Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Well, our mob's from Cairns, Gimwe, Wallabar, Yidinji.
Okay.
We're born and bred here, born and bred in Cairns for our whole lives.
Yes.
Basically, since we started primary, we started traditional dancing and basically dancing our whole lives.
Yes.
And then we started getting more passionate and then started exploring more of the contemporary
yes.
side of things.
Beautiful.
And then eventually traveled down south.
Okay.
Traveled down south. We started our studies at NASA Dance College.
Too deadly.
And now we're here. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Now we're back in Kansas.
So, Jaden, you're the younger brother to Mikkel, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mikkel, can you tell us about your dancing history as well, sister?
Yeah, cool. So I started dancing at a young age, like Jaden said. We kind of both started around the same time. We grew up watching mum dancing, so we just fell in love with it.
A big shout out to your beautiful mother, fantastic dancer, good performer, yes, and good mum.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started off in primary school just doing traditional stuff with the troops and whatnot, and then got in touch with Aunty Pauline Lampton, who runs Mirakai. Did that for about 6 to 7 years, and then that led us down, like Jaden said, to NASA. And then we found our way back home, and now we've been asked to choreograph, which is just a great honour, really.
Oh, so you're choreographing this show for the Fashion Parade, is that right?
Yes. So we're performing and choreographing, yeah.
Too deadly. That in itself is a feat, isn't it?
Absolutely because we've worked with choir for many years through Mirakai, and in awe of the fashion show, every chance we got to watch. So now being able to choreograph is just amazing, really.
Exactly. And so just paint the picture regarding the performance. So the Fashion Parade, the models out there modelling the beautiful fashion, and you guys will be sort of dancing around and promoting or get focus on the models and the fashion, yes?
Absolutely that, yes. So the theme this year is called Woven for the fashion show.
Okay.
And it's about, interconnectivity of our people and the richness and just tapping into all things woven, I would say. And yeah, so we're just there to enhance the amazing models and designs and whatnot. Yeah, out of flair.
No, fantastic. So how many dancers on stage at one time?
I guess that can vary. There'll be a few moments of maybe solos. Majority of the time of the actual dancing will most likely be both of us on stage.
Sure.
We do have Han Dawang doing the opening for us, so he's got his own stuff happening, which is amazing.
Good.
And I'm not too sure on what his plans are just yet, but he'll no doubt be dancing a bit here and there as well.
Well, it's a duo act. It's a sibling act, so look, fantastic. Looking forward to it. So you guys are performing when at Koyaf? Do you have dates?
Yes, so we'll be the 13th and 14th of July.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Thursday and Friday.
All right.
We'll have a week rehearsal and then, show week.
Beautiful. So all the listeners out there, go to the Koyaf webpage, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and you'll see all the programming and be able to catch Mikael and Jaden Binnerup performing at the Fashion Parade. And you're going to be excited when you're performing on your country. And look, a great space when we're talking about culture and First Nation culture. Look, best of both worlds, doing something you love and you're passionate about it. And I see it as a powerful tool in regard to education.
You know, absolutely that. We get to draw from our mob and our land and just, you know, the surroundings. I know there's a fair few designers that are from up this way, so it's just going to be amazing,
Nah, too deadly. Today, Koyaf, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Tomorrow, the world, New York City. Next, my sister and my brother, too deadly.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
Thank you for the yarn. Love to mum. Keep doing what you're doing, and looking forward to seeing you guys. How you say? Shake booty. Yeah, is that the word?
Thank you so much, Uncle Trev. Thanks for having us.
One love. You take care, guys. Oh, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn in there with Mikael and Jaden Binnerup, and they're performing at the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and they did a lot of their teachings from Mirakai Performing Arts, Pauline Lambton. They did mention, big shout out sister, a fantastic platform, and also coming from NASDA Dance College in New South Wales. So it's great to see that they are taking their career into the next step in choreographing as well as performing. That in itself is a feat. Too deadly. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black and deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.